man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We are entering our second hour here of the American Freedom Party Report, brought to you by the American Freedom Party. Our website, please check us out there at theamericanfreedomparty.us. You can join the American Freedom Party. That's an easy thing to do. It's only $25 for a one-year membership. And you can also, here's another thing you can do. Anytime, this applies to everybody. You can call me at 701-317-5317. Let me turn my volume down on my phone right now for that very reason. And I love it when members of our audience here call me at home, 701-317-5317, to ask or talk about anything and everything. It's great to have that direct connection. Some of the callers here, I'll just tell you, Alan in Chicago calls me here. Jeff calls me. And a bunch of you call me, and I really appreciate it. All righty, let's go to, tip our hat to the lady in the queue right now, who's Laura in Michigan. Then we'll go to Jeff in Chicago and Tom in Florida. Laura, are you there?
Well, I want everybody to write down a website. It's called UnderstandingTheThreat.com. UTT, UnderstandingTheThreat.com. I listened to this man for 2 hours last night. He's worrying about all this jihad in the training camps in the United States. He's got letters on his website that you can send to your local constitutional sheriff to let him know what's really going on. I think it's very informative. I think anybody on RBN should have him for a guest. He'd be a wonderful guest. And believe me, this guy does not like Master.
I'm looking at the website now, and this is my first glance at it, Laura. Thank you very much for that reference. And I will, after the show or during some breaks, I will study this website. Give us some more.
England and their gun control. I heard the story that while a waitress was getting stabbed in one of the restaurants, all the patrons could do was throw bottles and chairs at the man. That's what happens when you don't have a weapon on you.
Yeah, you know, I took heart from, you know, as pathetic as that is, it certainly was better than what we saw in the Paris nightclub, where the people just basically, crouched down on the floor. At least people are throwing things. People are physically fighting. There apparently were a couple of people. There was one guy who tried to run the attackers. He tried to run them down with his own vehicle. And so that's good news. You know, the people are actually now fighting back.
Like I said, we don't need vigilantes.
Yes, we do. And we need a regular military too. Billions, billions of pounds are spent on the UK military every year. And it sits on its ass and does nothing because they won't call it. I mean, just precisely what has to happen in UK for the military to be mobilized.
Yeah. Well, you know, now, Laura, see the incredible good news for all of us is that we you know, if you listen to watch the events where Donald Trump is speaking to the America's police chiefs, or to the Fraternal Order of Police, or to the Border Patrol agents, or any other law enforcement, or to the military, as he was there at Arlington, Donald Trump is the commander in chief. He is the chief of chiefs among the law enforcement officers. He's the supreme Cleo. And so we have law enforcement commanded now by our own team. So this really makes, you know, you use the word vigilante. We don't need to invoke that word here because our guy is in command. And we need to replicate that so that a patriot, a populist, does move into a position of command in each of our European nations. And what we're demonstrating here, you know, speaking about the American Freedom Party, the premise under which the American Freedom Party was created is that it's not too late to save ourselves by peaceful and political means, or let's say to accomplish a lot of what we have, of the work we have to accomplish, can be accomplished peacefully and by political means. And it would be unwise, this is again part of the premise of the American Freedom Party, why we created it, it would be a mistake to kick away politics saying that we can't win, et cetera, et cetera. What did Donald Trump just prove? Donald Trump just proved for all time and for everybody that, in fact, a populist saying truth, as he just said, how did he say it? We've got to get rid of political correctness. His words were, this is tweeted to us today. He said, we must stop being politically correct. Oh, my gosh. That's just wonderful. And then we replicate this success in every European nation. And then also, I'm using the verb backfill. I don't know if I'm picking the right word, but sort of fan out the success. Make sure that Donald Trump has working with him people in the different departments and so on that actually support him. In other words, drain the swamp. So that's a lot of work right there, draining the swamp. It will take months to accomplish that. But Laura, now...
that's one of the things this guy talked about last night. He said they're so deeply embedded, all these people. You know, he said almost you need to wipe out the whole CIA. He said they're so, you know, they're so deeply embedded, Obama's people. You know, they got to root them all out somehow.
Well, yeah,
he's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, well, the number being, you know, Newt Gingrich, among others, has made the point that he uses this as an example. At the Justice Department, apparently these are all tabulated, the political contributions of employees of the Justice Department went 97% to Hillary Clinton. 97%, I guess. Well, wait a minute. I don't know if the other 3% has to also include Bernie Sanders. Oh, my gosh. in other words, our guy, there's no support for a patriot in the Justice Department. None. You know, it's essentially zero. So, your point is well taken, Laura, that maybe entire departments need to simply be frog marched out into the parking lot and then their keys and... so on, taken away. that is an incredible lot of work that Donald Trump has to accomplish. And let's try to not make it work that he has to do. Obviously, he can't do it on his own. And websites like the one you just referred me to, Understanding the Threat, you know, this looks promising. Folks are out there creating that backfill, you know, organizing efforts and activities to make it to make Donald Trump's job more doable. Let me read you a couple more tweets here. He said, we need to be smart. This is 21 hours ago. We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. Oh, that's nice. Very strong language. In other words, return to the president his power and our right, which is that he has the power and the right to control our borders as the president of the United States. We hired him to do that. Courts have no place in that whatsoever. So we're counting on Neil Gorsuch and Anthony Kennedy. Come on, Justice Kennedy. They're going to have to decide. They're going to have to knock down the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and knock down the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, knock down these Obama-Clinton judges, and do exactly what Donald Trump just said there. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety.
I am tired of waiting for the courts. When the Donald Trump does have the absolute authority, I think it was the McCarran-Walters Act of 1951 or 52, the president has absolute authority who goes in the country, who doesn't. And we need to just invoke that. Too bad what the courts say.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's what, when the Supreme Court issues its finding, we have to cross our fingers that this is the way it will go. And the key is Anthony Kennedy, you know, the way people are doing the counting here. You know, we know that Sotomayor and Kagan and Bader Ginsburg are going to vote the wrong way. We know those three are gone, and we can assume that Breyer will go the wrong way. So there's four votes right there going the wrong way. Then Anthony Kennedy becomes the swing vote, and Neil Gorsuch becomes now the ninth vote that we needed, so it didn't turn into a 4-4 deadlock. In a 4-4 deadlock, I believe, one of the callers to the show who's an attorney, one of the callers who calls me at that, my home number, said to me, Kelso, look, in a 4-4 Supreme Court, bad lower court decisions will stand. You have to have a majority in order to overturn a lower court decision. A tie leaves the lower court decision in place. So, you know, thank God, Neil Gorsuch, that Donald Trump got him in. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Let's go to, we got Holding, we got Jeff in Chicago and Tom in Florida. Can we go first? Holding the longest here has been Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, James. Good afternoon to you, George and Paul. Good afternoon to y'all. That caller, Alan, was a very good call. Yeah, James, what I want to say, first off, can you hear me, James?
Perfectly.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, James, I read in a USA newspaper last year that 9 out of 10 babies born in London are called Mohammed or Saeed. So there's your, that's what's happening in your country of England, Great Britain, or the United Kingdom, whatever one you prefer. Okay, I prefer Great Britain, but it ain't.
Yeah, I don't think it's 9 out of 10, but it is, I believe you are correct. Mohammed is the first, is the top. First name for boys in London, for sure.
Well, James, it might be 7 out of 10, whatever the case. They're the majority now, and they're breeding like flies over there. And let's get to the real truth in a matter of the facts. They're raping white women in Europe like crazy. That's not being reported. If it was white men raping Arab women, it'd be all over the news. It's like this Kathy Griffith. If that was Ann Coulter holding the head of Obama, you'd see it for 22 hours out of 24 hours. The rest of that 2 hours might be contributed to the London attacks. But this, the media, we, like I said, we know who controls the media. I'm not going to go out there with you today because I know you don't want to hear that. But, James, what's going on? Look what's going on in Michigan. Let's talk about Chicago. Look at Philadelphia. Let's look at Baltimore. All these cities. You got. And by the way, James, you're not talking about. You have a lot of Afro-Americans in this country who are turning to Muslim, becoming Muslims. Okay, a lot of them, and that's a frightening thought in itself. But the real frightening thing is here, and I'll tell you, I live in South Florida. You want to talk about people coming here from another country after 2 years of working for the federal government, working in transit, public works, water, sewer, even becoming police and a fireman. You hardly have any Anglos here in South Florida or policemen, James. So that's correct. What it is. If you want to take our country back, you got to tell white Americans to go work for the government. You try to get all these young American males that can't find jobs to go work for the government. Because right now, that's one way you take your government back. You go work for the government. These minority groups are all getting these government jobs, and they're making quite well when it comes to money. Now, and I'll tell you what, James, what's going on in England, what happened last night is going to keep repeating itself, continually happening. It's going to happen in Germany. It's going to you wait. You haven't seen what's going to happen in Germany. Eventually, it's going to happen. It's going to be frightening. But I really feel like the car Alan was calling from Chicago. Look at Chicago. Yeah, they're now they're saying, look at Rahm Emanuel. Who is this guy? Rahm Emanuel Obama. James, this is a major conspiracy. Look at Hollywood. 3% of the population of this country, United States, is one in our movie industry. Look at Disney World, Disney Corporation. Walt Disney never envisioned Walt Disney to turn out like that. It's a disaster.
Of course.
They're promoting LGBT and all this. That's being promoted in young kids in school nowadays, James. LGBT, it's acceptable. It's insanity. And, you know, we've got away from the Bible. And James, the country's lost. I think, I love Donald Trump. He's the man. He's our savior. But I tell you, he's got one heck of a plate to try to clean up. And I'm sure he can do it. And I pray to God he'll do it. And I know he'll do it.
Yeah, this is a running combat. This is a cavalry action where all the forces are constantly in motion. So Joe Scarborough on his show, he's doing everything he can to sabotage Trump and every other one of these people. They are running a constant attack against Trump, and then we have to have the same kind of flexibility. We have to constantly fight back on all fronts. I love I've used this quote before. I love Nathan Bedford Forrest. He did a number of very famous things, but one of them was he was surrounded by Union forces, and one of his commanders said, "General, what are our orders?" And the General Forrest said, "Attack in every direction."
James, that's great. I love
that's what we have to do. We have to do it. Yeah,
James. Nathan Bedford Forrest gave us guerrilla warfare. The military in our country has got a lot of their tactics from Nathan Bedford Forrest. Okay, so he absolutely was probably one of the greatest generals, if not the greatest general of all times. And if he would have fought the war the way he wanted, the war probably would have lasted 1885 instead of 65. But that's another story. But James, going back to that guy Joe Scarborough, looks like Max Headroom with beady eyes. That BDI Max Headroom look at Joe Scarborough.
Yes.
Look at
he's
cheated on his wife to be with that Zabrinsky. He's actually committed adultery against his wife to go with that Jewish, the one that says she's a Morning Jew, the Zabrinsky. He's been having an affair with her since he got on the Morning Jew show.
Well, hang on. Tom, check your facts always. I don't think Mika Brzezinski's Jewish. Maybe she is, but her father is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is a a poll.
She's a Jew, James. She's a Jew. He was a congressman from Florida. Scarborough was a congressman from the state of Florida.
Tom, but I will check it out. And, again, when we talk about Jewish power, I am not at all shy about talking about Jewish power on this show. It's just the problem, Tom, that we have is, when you breathlessly, make a point that, it's not 3% of the population, Tom, it's 2% of the population that has inordinate. I'm being a smart aleck here by correcting you on that, but I'm trying to make the point. I know this, and we talk about it regularly. The problem we create for ourselves if we get into a Johnny One Note of, as if we're revealing this incredible fact that, no one knows and it's being covered up. No, it's not. Of course we know this. And of course we talk about it. But we don't. Our obligation is to be persuasive with our people. So we got to talk about more than one
thing.
James,
I want to hang on. I got one more thing to say.
Okay. All right, Tom. Hang in there. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you right after the break, Tom.
We'll be right back. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything.
Part of
there,
giving
I'm
there,
giving out and proud and I got a song,
I got a song to sing. All right, folks, well, we're back. Tom, let me just revisit something you were mentioning. Tom, are you there?
Sir, I'm here.
Okay, Tom.
I'm here.
I'm going to give you one more comment. We've got to get on to others that have been waiting as long as you have, but appreciate your calling. But you mentioned, I don't want to, I try to avoid the Johnny One Note impression that our movement can give the general American white public. Again, my facts may be wrong or incomplete, but just during the break, I had the impression that Zbigniew Brzezinski was of Polish ancestry, and which would make him Catholic by his background, because Poland is overwhelmingly Catholic. I believe that's the case. I'm just looking at what I see here, and he married Zbigniew. He died this year, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And, you know, Brzezinski, bad news. You know, he's a left winger. But not everybody who is undermining our people, Tom, is Jewish. I think Zbigniew Brzezinski is an example of that. And his wife, so I looked up his wife. His wife is named Beneš, and she's a grandniece of Edvard Beneš, who was the leader of Czechoslovakia before World War II. He also, I don't know what his religious faith is, but, you know, again, my impression here, and anybody who can correct me, please do, he's a white man. Czechoslovakia is overwhelmingly Roman Catholic, probably of Catholic parentage. And then Mika Brzezinski, that's the daughter of Zbigniew. I think, I don't know what her, you know, but she's the daughter of this woman, Beneš, and Zbigniew. So, and, you know, and is she on the wrong side? Yeah, but, you know, and Joe Scarborough, he's another example. Joe Scarborough is, you know, he's not Jewish, but he is working against us, you know, and he's a traitor to his own people. And that's, so I like to, you know, expand out.
Well, that's even worse. That's even worse,
yes,
than if that's
yes,
the case.
Yes. But what I'm saying, Tom, is here's, and I'm just urging you to do this, and I don't want to be a know-it-all and so on, but I just want to say that the idea that Jewish influence is disproportionate, you know, too much in finance, too much in academia, too much in
Hollywood.
In the media.
Hollywood.
Yeah, too much in Hollywood. Who doesn't know this? Everybody knows this. So, and it's worth mentioning. You know, it's worth. But
James,
we, you know, we got.
Can I just say one more thing before you go? That into another caller, James. I want to talk about Israel. How come Israel hasn't had a big bombing since in the last 8 years? There hasn't been a big bomb blast or a bust, but now it's all over Europe and it's in the United States. I mean, they have a few Palestinian gunmen.
Yeah, Tom, we have addressed this. I think it might have been you even who asked that question maybe a year or two ago. And the
right.
Israel, again, I'm not an offender of the state of Israel. Israel has had lots of terrorism, and hundreds and hundreds of people have died, you know, in terrorist acts in Israel.
In the past, yes.
Well, okay, if they have had less bombings and, you know, shootings and so on in Israel, I would say the number one reason for that would probably be that the whole nation, people walk around with Uzis on their backs. Okay. The nation is armed to the teeth, and the security is tighter than in any nation on earth. So
you're right. They got a wall around it. They got a wall.
Yes, they do. And the wall there, and their wall. Exactly. Exactly. A point that Donald Trump makes repeatedly. Anyway, Tom, as always, thank you, my
patriot. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, Tom.
Let's see here. Let's go to, boy, folks who've been waiting. Jeff's been waiting. And, yeah, Jeff, you're next.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Nigel Farage. I watched an interview. Greg Gutfeld interviewed him yesterday. He has now been hired as a Fox News contributor.
And
he's going to be on Fox News regular now.
Oh.
As far as him being somebody put out during the week that he's now a person of interest in this Russia phony story, he laughed and said, okay, bring it on. He said, I've never been to Russia. I have no business dealings in Russia. I don't have any Russian bank accounts. He said, this is the epitome of fake news.
Oh, beautiful.
He was laughing, and I thought it was really kind of funny. And as far as the UKIP party goes, I think they got what they wanted. They got Brexit. And I think that he probably, Raj probably has been threatened with death so many times, he said, okay, I've had enough. I'm going to kind of go back into the background and stuff. So
okay. That's applause. Jeff, that's our music. The music trumps us both. We'll be back. Stay with us, Jeff. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that...
We're back, folks, and thank you for joining us here on the American Freedom Party Report, our Sunday extravaganza, 3 hours of discussion, and we have, Jeff, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, do you have another thought for us?
Well, I, like I said, I think it was Thursday when President Trump use the line, "I represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris."
Yes.
That will be remembered long, long after we are all dispatched from this planet. That, I mean, the guy knows how to, he knows how to touch, he's got his finger on our pulse, I'm telling you. That was great. And when you actually look at this Paris climate thing, we were going to get, we were like signing our own death warrant or something. It was...
Yes.
It was, yes. It's horrible. It's like
the Paris Agreement. Yeah, the Paris Agreement is globalism in spades, just as the European Union is globalism in spades. The Paris Agreement was the subordinate, and Trump nailed it in his Rose Garden speech just 3 days ago. By the way, Jared Kushner and Ivanka were not there. kind of pointedly. They were not there, and they're normally by his side. But the story is that Ivanka and Jared Kushner wanted dad and father-in-law to stay in the Paris Agreement. So this was a very excellent indication that Donald Trump is his own man. He's not pushed around or pulled by other people and their own, proclivities. But he nailed it when he said, in one of the greatest speeches ever given by an American president, with this withdrawal from Paris, the Paris Accord, I am reasserting and reestablishing American sovereignty. European bureaucrats, European political figures should not be running America. And then you got to your comment about Pitts. I'm the president elected to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jeff, for mentioning that.
And also, he killed the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was another totalitarian monster that would have literally. I mean, all this stuff, folks. This is all about global government. These people, the whole greeny revolution on climate change. First of all, it used to be global warming. Okay, so now it's climate change. Well, let me clue you in. The planet's been changing its climate for like 5 billion years. Okay, it happens, but it's really a scheme to set up a global taxing structure for these psychopaths who want to think that they are entitled to run the world.
Right, and carbon dioxide being used as a boogeyman. Used as a boogeyman in what Donald Trump has called in another matter a witch hunt. It's a boogeyman. Carbon dioxide content of our atmosphere is, I believe, at the lowest level it's ever been.
Like a half a percent or something. It's negligible.
It's not a threat.
Carbon dioxide is essential for life. I mean, we need carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it on the air, but folks, one of the most successful techniques of hydroponic and greenhouse farming is to pump. If you really want a great crop, you really want to beat the beat your production records. Pump carbon dioxide into your greenhouse or your hydroponic farm. And carbon dioxide is the number one food of plant life.
Right, and they don't have their food. We don't get oxygen to breathe. This insanity that carbon dioxide is a poison, it's a pollutant. It's like, what are you talking about? That's so stupid.
Yeah, farmers routinely pump carbon dioxide into their greenhouses to hugely boost the production of your food. Go ahead, Jeff.
So, exactly. And so these guys, these nut jobs, they're being exposed. You know, there's now the 10-year anniversary or 11-year anniversary of Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. None of his predictions have come true, and he won't admit it yet. So, I mean,
He won't get out of his private jet as he goes around giving his $500,000 speeches.
Right. The guy's made hundreds of millions of dollars on this scam. You know, why is he going to admit it now? He's not. He's a liar. He's a fraud. Well, he's starting to suffer something that a public person would ever want, and that is public humiliation.
Yeah.
And so anyway, all right. That's all I had to say.
Thank you. All right. We got two callers in Maryland, Cindy and Mike. Let's go first to Cindy in Maryland. Hang in there, Mike. Cindy, are you there?
I'm right here. Okay. Hi there. Let me ask you. I don't necessarily expect you to know the answer to this, but I might as well ask. The White House and the Pentagon and the Alphabet agencies. Do you know whether or not all of the employees of those agencies must take an oath of office in order to work there? Do you know the answer to that?
George, you're better on this than I am.
Yes, and they routinely ignore it.
Okay, so the oath is required, but you're saying that it's not obeyed.
See.
Okay. All right, I'm just being clear on that. Okay. And then are all of the oaths of office the same if an oath must be taken? Do they all basically contain the same wording? Is it substantially the same oath?
Gets more complex as you go up the chain. And security clearances, they ask things like, have you ever tried to overthrow the government of the United States? And be careful how you answer that one.
Cindy, you sound as if you might be very familiar with the organization Oath Keepers.
I've heard of them, yes. Absolutely, I've heard of them.
Well, yeah, Oath Keepers, they are an organization based exactly on your question. The Oath Keepers organizes people who have been in either a police force, sheriff's department, fire department, U.S. military, who have taken an oath. And as George mentions, they have an oath for the rank and file, and then they have an oath, a slightly different oath that officers take. But all of them, what Oath Keepers have brought into an organization is, we're all going to, this oath doesn't expire. This is a lifetime oath, and we're all going to follow our oath. And defend our country, to defend the Constitution. So they've built up a great organization that is very prominent at Trump rallies and is very successful in recruiting police officers, sheriffs, fire personnel, emergency personnel, people who take this oath that you're describing, Cindy.
Okay. All right. No. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. I'm finished. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Please call again.
Sure.
All right. Boy, I like Cindy's voice. Mike in Maryland. Also, you're on the air. Okay. Trying for Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Okay, Mike, we'll put you right on if you call back. And that's always true. Anybody, it's sometimes challenging to get through and get on the air. We try to do our best. But to all of you, if you don't get in, you've got a rain check. And by the way, you can always call me at home. If you get frustrated enough, just call me, 701-317-5317. You can always get into this show right here at my house.
Well, James, the oath of office for civil service employees sounds like they're an I blank do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Very interesting. I've taken that oath a couple, three times. If you're in the U.S. Army or Navy or Marine Corps, if you're an SES, Senior Executive Service, you better be taking that oath. And, man, if you want to get a security clearance, man, it can take years. It's very interesting. The President of the United States does not have a security clearance. That's incumbent on all the rest of the United States to ensure that whoever occupies that interesting office should be trustworthy with what he's got.
Well,
so
yeah.
It really is true that the man in the moon, well, anyone can run for it, including the craziest of the crazy.
Well, we mentioned the organization Oath Keepers, who are organized to uphold that oath you just recited, George. And I like this here in Wikipedia. Here is how they are described. Oath Keepers is a far right. That's what we are, folks. We're far rightists. is a far-right, anti-government American organization associated with the Patriot Movement, I like that, and militia movement. A little weaker there. The group describes itself as a nonpartisan association of current and formerly serving military, police, and first responders who pledge to fulfill the oath all military and police take to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It encourages members, some of whom are current and former U.S. military and law enforcement officers, not to obey orders which they believe would violate the United States Constitution. The organization claims a membership of up to, this is new for me, I hadn't seen this number before, up to 30,000. I hope it's that high. I've met the leader and the creator of the organization, Stuart Rhodes, met him at his home location in Las Vegas, Nevada, at an Oath Keepers meeting that was attended by, I would say, 200 people. And on his board of directors, some names you're familiar with, Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, formerly of Graham County, Arizona, and the creator of the 10th Amendment United States Sheriff's Patriot Movement, Richard Mack, he's on the board. And Jay Stang, and I mentioned that name, I researched it, and I realized that Jay Stang is one of the children of someone I knew when I was in the John Birch Society, Alan Stang, who was one of the favorite speakers there in the John Birch Society.
Alan Stang, is that the same Alan Stang that was reading a columnist in WorldNet Daily, among other places?
Well, Alan Stang,
Yeah, it was. Boy, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know if Alan Stang is still alive. He may be. But Alan Stang was a Alan had a lot of kids. When I knew Alan Stang, he had like I think more than 10 children. And the he was in the John Birch Society. He was the the Jewish speaker. So Alan Stang was born Jewish. Boy, this is a long time ago. I have to remember this. I do believe he converted to Christianity. And so I won't tell you my Alan Stang stories right now. But Jay Stang, I know, is his son. And he's on the board of directors of Oath Keepers, which is a great organization founded in 2009 by Elmer Stuart Rhodes, Yale Law School and former U.S. Army paratrooper and former staffer. I didn't know this about Stuart Rhodes. Staffer of Ron Paul. And let's see here. Oh, let's see. They claim up to have up to 30,000. Wow. Well, okay, members. And there you go. Let us go to, let me just see, let me check the call board here. Okay. It looks like we've got open lines. Mike in Maryland, we got a rain check for you if you want to call back in. But 800-313-9443. And let's maybe turn here to looking forward to what's coming up this week. I'll tell you, Donald Trump makes life. Think back, folks, BT before Trump. Now think AT after Trump. I guess we're in DT. We're enduring Trump right now. Life is more exciting than it was before Donald Trump came down the escalator. And so I'm just trying to think forward, George, to what sort of exciting things Donald Trump has in store for us in the coming week. We'll cover it Monday through Friday, starting tomorrow night, with our 1 hour of Trump phenomenon. And the
I can help you, James.
I really like
the two events.
Okay.
I liked Hillary calling us all deplorables, and I really liked the red-haired lady holding up Donald Trump's severed head. That has not stopped reverberating around the country.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I mentioned on this show, 2 days ago, I said, you know, one sign that things are really turning in our direction is the number of comments, not views, comments on articles at Breitbart.com. And I mentioned one, like a typical article that had 16,000 or 13,000 comments. Well, I looked at one this morning that had 39,000 comments. There's 39,000 people that, you know, just like you callers out there, picked up the phone and dialed in, typed in a message. Imagine if we got 39,000 calls today. I mean, wow, that's really good. And that numbers like that, these are happening regularly now at Breitbart.com and all over the place in our, as Wikipedia says, our far-right movement. Well, hey, far out. Stay tuned for more show right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, I think, I don't know how I inspired the engineer to come up with that. Maybe when I said far out. Was that the dawning of the... Oh, George requested. Okay. All right, engineer. Thank you. That was good. Well, folks, we are about to head into our third hour of today's program, the American Freedom Party Report. And let's see. I want to share with you Donald Trump every week. We're looking forward to what he's going to accomplish next week. And he'll summarize that Friday in his weekly address. He gave us a weekly address on this last Friday, and I want to share a couple words from that. Boy, these things are good. We didn't get anything like this from any previous president in my lifetime, and I go back to Eisenhower, so I don't know if any of you go back further to Truman, maybe. We probably have a couple listeners who can go back to Roosevelt, but and he gave fireside chats. And right here on this microphone, on this show, back in the primaries, we were suggesting, George, myself, and Paul, Donald Trump ought to start doing fireside chats. And son of a gun, he has. So here's one of those. Yeah, go ahead, George.
Yeah, he's doing fireside chats on steroids.
Yeah, exactly. So here's, this is great. And this has got that Donald Trumpian touch to it. I'm just going to give you a few highlights from his fireside chat of Friday, and it's only 3 minutes and 44 seconds long, so I love this. The guy doesn't, he's not like me, he doesn't blather on and on and on and talk endlessly. He gets right to the point, gets you right between the eyes. Here he is. Let's just get the opening, then I'm going to skip to his trip to the Vatican. Here's his opening in this fireside chat. Here he is.
My fellow Americans, I am thrilled to be back in the United States after our first historic foreign trip. Over the course of 9 days, Melania and I traveled to some of the holiest sites in the three Abrahamic religions and met with nearly 100 foreign leaders. Everywhere we went, my goal was to advance American interests, to build a coalition of nations to drive out the terrorists, and to unlock a future of peace, prosperity, and hope for all Americans.
Very good. Now let's skip forward. We'll cut through the trip to Saudi Arabia and Israel, and we'll go to, which were very successful, wonderful, met with 50 leaders in Riyadh. Man, that's ambitious. But now, here he arrives in Rome. And let's hear what he has to say. He's just got this folksy, homey touch here. That listen to how he describes the Pope. I love this. This is great.
Pardon me. They are ready.
Whoops.
To reach.
We got a break. I'll start the audio right up when we come back. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells.
And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.